Good morning. Thank you all for being on the call. We have Kirk Leeds with the Soybean Association. Representative Robert and Senator Danielson have joined me, and they will all have some comments after I start things off here. First of all, our thoughts remain with the victims of the earthquake in Sichuan province and the families and affected by this tragedy. The latest count has more than 50,000 dead, 30,000 still missing, 15 million homes destroyed or damaged, and 5 million homeless, including 4,000 orphans. So much of our trip has been focused on trying to provide support to the people of China. We've expressed our sympathy and our condolences to all of the government officials that we've met with in Beijing, the province of Hebei, and here in Shanghai. So we really are very respectful of the tragedy that took place here. So I appreciate very much the response and the sympathies that have been extended from Iowans, the Red Cross. We've been engaged with the International Red Cross. We really appreciate the fact that KCCI Channel 8 is going to have a fundraising effort this evening, and we thank very much all Iowans who have helped by making financial contributions to this relief effort. In addition, we've had very good meetings here. China obviously presents a lot of very exciting opportunities for the state of Iowa. Number one, we can build on the existing relationships that we have in terms of our agricultural commodities, and that's why the Soybean Association is so critical in terms of this trip. And Kirk will have a more of a briefing in terms of that end of the equation. But we want to build on what we already have established here in China in terms of agricultural trade and hopefully expand that to include some new renewable energy opportunities. For example, just yesterday in the Hebei province, we visited a solar manufacturing facility and a wind blade manufacturing factory, and they are looking at potential expansion in North America, and similar to our trip to Europe last year, where the net result was moving some of those manufacturing operations to Iowa related to renewable energy. We hope to be able to create some good jobs back home in Iowa as a result of this trade mission here, especially in the area of wind manufacturing potential. Finally, we opened a new office in Beijing. That's the first time the state of Iowa has ever had an office in Beijing, and I think that demonstrates our commitment to trying to tap into this market in terms of job creation and economic development for the state of Iowa. And we celebrated our 25th anniversary with the sister state of Hebei. I'm the fourth governor over the last 25 years to visit the Hebei province, and I met with the governor there last night. And before we can really focus on economic development and job creation and trade, the most important thing here is to work on our relationship with the people of China, and to build on exchange opportunities that we could both benefit from, especially in the area of education. Last night we met with about 10 teachers, young people, Drake students that are teaching middle school students here in Hebei. Chinese. So we are also here on a diplomatic mission, and so far the trip has gone very, very well. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Kirk Leeds with the Iowa Soybean Association for a little update on some of the progress they've had here.
Thank you, Governor. Good morning, everybody. Again, it's Kirk Leeds. I'm with the Iowa Soybean Association, and it's been a great trip. It's been good to be participating with the governor as he continues to represent our state and speak on the many issues that he just mentioned. As it relates to soybeans, just to remind us all that China is, of course, a very important market for Iowa soybean farmers and for the United States. As of May 1st, China has already imported in this marketing year over 470 million bushels of U.S. soybeans, which, as many of you on the phone know, is nearly equivalent to Iowa's entire production in a normal year. So China is clearly very, very important. Some of the issues that we've been involved in here on this trip, in addition to the obviously the tragedy of the earthquake, as it relates to soybeans specifically, lots of ongoing discussions about the availability of soybeans, long-term ability of the United States to supply a plentiful number of soybeans, high-quality soybeans. This continued to be an issue, of course. We had a discussion with the Vice Minister of Agriculture where, quite honestly, he kind of lectured us a little bit about some of the rhetoric and some of the discussions about blaming the Chinese for the high price of food. They clearly take some offense to being blamed for the high cost of foods, and we were reminded of that in some discussions. This is my third trip to China, and once again, I'm reminded by just simply traveling this beautiful country and meeting with industry and government folks, the incredible growth that's occurring across this country, particularly in the livestock industry, swine, poultry, and aquaculture. The growth, the demand, the optimism that those of us in the soybean industry feel when we're in this country is very, very positive and very exciting. We did have an opportunity, Delbert Christensen and I, who's a director on the Iowa Soybean Association, had the opportunity to take a side trip and visit a fish farm, an aquaculture farm here in China that's really run by the government, very similar to our extension, a great facility looking at trying to incorporate higher and higher soy into the diets of the aquaculture systems in here in China. So another great trip, another opportunity for us to continue the wonderful business relationships we have with the Chinese.
Thank you, Kirk. This is Senator Danielson, and first I'd like to start out by thanking Governor Culver for his leadership. These opportunities and these relationships over a long period of time don't just happen on their own. It's because folks decide to lead on the issues and get about the business of bringing people together. So we appreciate his leadership for putting this trip together. Also for his leadership in opening an office in Beijing, which I believe will be the gateway for Iowa businesses in the future to grow, and not only develop the current relationships we have, but new opportunities in the future. In addition, I'd like to also thank Representative Roberts for his bipartisan leadership in being a part of this delegation and making sure that both the Senate and the House and the governor's office are all working together to make sure that we continue to grow Iowa's economy. It's pretty clear to me that Iowa's economy is green and growing. We have strong evidence back home that we're experiencing a growth period, partly because of our international trade relationships. It's also clear, having been on the ground here in China over the last couple of days, that they're certainly growing and they want to be more green. In every meeting we've been in, they talk about renewable energy and about opportunities to be more productive in agriculture and strengthen their relationships around the world. And Iowa, surprisingly to me, has a long-established relationship. I hadn't known before this trip that we have nearly a quarter century of history with them. So I think Iowans need to know that we live in an interdependent world. We have more in common than I think most Iowans realize. And the benefits of international trade and international relationships go both ways. And we're clearly experiencing that right now in Iowa. Anything we can do to build on that and strengthen it in the future is important. And hope I'll share that with my Senate colleagues when we return.
Good morning, everyone. This is Representative Roberts from Carroll, and as Senator Danielson indicated, this has been a tremendous opportunity for the legislature to accompany the governor on a very important trade mission trip to China. The governor is fulfilling what I consider to be one of the very important responsibilities and tasks that he has as our governor, and that is in terms of a global economy. He's out representing the state and letting people here in China know that Iowa is extremely interested in doing business with them. And I consider that to be a very important function, and he's doing a very wonderful job leading the delegation. We've had various kinds of experiences this week. Obviously, from the perspective of a legislator and an American, an Iowan visiting China for the very first time, you cannot overwhelmed by what we see all around us here in China. Their efforts at growing their economy is well beyond just business. It's about growing a nation, and they are very intentional about bringing their country into the 21st century as an economic superpower. And as much as we would view ourselves as being economic competitors, I think it's probably more important to see ourselves as trading partners with China, where both countries, and in particular Iowa, can benefit from a strong trading relationship with the Chinese people. Senator Danielson said, it's also clear to me that having a long relationship or friendship with China through the sister state relationship of Hebei Province and Iowa is extremely important and beneficial to us right now. Iowa almost seems to have a standalone nation status when it comes to speaking with Chinese officials. They recognize the significance of Iowa and what it is that we do, what we've done in the past, and what the possibilities are in the future. And so that positions Iowa well to be a serious trading partner here. So, again, we're having a great week, meeting a lot of just very wonderful people here in China, and I hope that Iowa can take advantage of all the indicators that say China is very interested in doing business. Well, and I think we have opportunity to help grow wealth back home.
Thank you all very much for listening to the four of us, and we'd be happy to take your questions at this time.
Question for the governor or for Representative Roberts. Good morning or good evening there. This is Butch Hayman from the Times-Herald in Carroll. Regarding the earthquake, what can Iowa do? I mean, how serious have these talks been over there? What can we do? It's been about 10 days, and, you know, how soon can we do it?
Well, number one, we've really partnered with the Red Cross. The International Red Cross is now contributed, I believe, in excess of $10 million. So that is a very easy place for Iowans to make a contribution to the International Red Cross. They can earmark their donation to the relief here in China. In addition to that, I believe that Channel 8, KCCI in Des Moines this evening will be having a telethon that will be broadcast over much of the state, and we certainly urge Iowans to be a part of that telethon. Any way that Iowans can make a contribution, I think the best way is through the Red Cross. And Senator Danielson is actually a board member from Cedar Falls of the Red Cross, and he might want to speak to that too.
Sure. I think that while we're a half a world away, it was pretty compelling to me in the meetings that we were in, the number of Chinese officials who were deeply touched by the fact that we were aware of and understood the depth and breadth of the earthquake and its impact. And also, you know, there are other civic clubs that people belong to, Rotaries, et cetera, that have relationships established already, and this would be a time for Iowans to renew that relationship with their local club and help direct some resources to China.
Representative Roberts.
This is Representative Roberts once again, and the other day the nation here paused for a three-minute observance of the earthquake and its effect in Sichuan province, and we had opportunity at that moment to actually stand with some of the officials we had been meeting with and to observe that moment of silence, and it was quite moving, and it was interesting after that moment when we had subsequent meetings, it had already been conveyed or communicated to people that we had done that, and that sense of standing together with them and letting them know that we were concerned and that beyond concern we wanted to help do something has left an impression with folks here. So that's been something important we've done.
Finally, this is Governor Culver. We've really been appreciative of companies like Principal Insurance. They've made a contribution in excess of $100,000 to the earthquake relief efforts. They have an office in Beijing, and the American Red Cross actually gave the $10 million to the International Red Cross. But much more will be needed. This is going to be a long, long, tough recovery effort. So as much as anything, our delegation is trying to urge Iowans to do whatever they can, whether it's through their church, through their organization that they belong to, through the Red Cross, through other nonprofits, just to step up to the plate and try to help. And I'm pleased and appreciative of the fact that so many Iowans and Iowa businesses already have.
Rod, have you guys seen much of the devastation, and what was your reaction to this?
Butch, no. China is a very large country, and the area that has been affected is quite some distance from the northeast, east areas of China where we are currently visiting. But the effect is apparent nationwide. They've mobilized resources, human resources, material resources, to that part of the country, and we've had individuals whom we've met with who've had to actually change their schedule so they could physically be involved in some of the relief effort. One thing that was significant, the national government called for 3 days of mourning, and some of the expressions of that included on television here, there were no entertainment programs that could be viewed. I mean, it was a nationwide effort to show a sense of solidarity and as one people sharing in that loss. So though we haven't seen the effect of that personally because we're not traveling in that area of China, we've seen it firsthand in the effect it's had on the people of China.
This is Dan Piller from the Des Moines Register. If we could talk trade a minute. There's been talk, and this is probably a question for Mr. Leeds, with the increase in soybean prices that we've seen here in the United States, is there a little more of a problem with price resistance from the Chinese than you might have had, say, 3 or 4 years ago? Because with the higher prices that soybeans are bringing right now?
Certainly the issue of food prices has been an issue here, but I would tell you very similar to what I experienced when I was here in March. Although price is a concern, the bigger concern of Chinese is availability. What they want to make sure is that the United States is going to be a long-term supplier of soybeans. The Chinese, beginning in the year about 2000-2001, came to realization that they were never going to be self-sufficient in soybeans, and so they've been a major importer of soybeans since the early 2000s. And so, yes, price is important, but bigger issue for them is availability. Issues of biofuels come up in that discussion, particularly in the trip in March, where they're concerned about the U.S. biofuels policy as it relates to corn-based ethanol because of corn acres and soybean acres. But as you're probably well aware, this year we're seeing a reversal in some of those acres with an increase in soybean acres. And so we're going to see the U.S. farmer respond to market signals as they always do, and we're going to see it available. So short answer is no. I think it's availability more than price, although certainly they'd like it to be cheaper.
Which countries are essentially Iowa's biggest competitors in soybean sales in China right now?
South America, particularly Brazil and Argentina.
Governor, this is Rob Dillard with Iowa Public Radio. Could you talk a little bit more about the trade office in Beijing? How is that going to be staffed?
Well, we will actually have one full-time person. John Clark is going to be the director of the Iowa office. In addition to Mr. Clark, we will have three other individuals that will be helping in different areas, agriculture, business, trade, three individuals with experience in the China market, in addition to Mr. Clark. So he will be full-time, but we will have these other three kind of experts as needed, and I just think the timing of opening that office is really critical. I think it shows that Iowa is very serious about trade, job creation back home, and that could result from that type of trade opportunity. And we had a kind of a celebratory night two nights ago opening that Iowa office in Beijing.
Governor, this is Kay Henderson at Radio Iowa. Why does the state need an office there? Is there something about the culture where they are more amenable to overtures from people who are there living in the country? Or what is the advantage of doing this?
Well, things are happening, you know, very fast here. We've had an office in Europe off and on for 20-plus years, and I think having a presence in the fastest emerging market is a good thing. I mean, if you want to be competitive, I think it gives us a kind of a place of entry, if you will, to show that we're serious. And you know, we can use that office then to draw on these particular businesses that might be interested in Iowa. So I think as much as anything, it's timing. It's a very small investment in terms of state dollars that could really garner big returns in the future, and the small businesses too. We're not just interested in working with large China-based companies. There are a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners that are looking at expanding in North America as well.
Hi, this is Kevin Stegman from WBIK in the Quad Cities. Senator Danielson, you mentioned a little bit earlier that China wants to become more green. What can the United States do, more specifically Iowa? What are they doing now to kind of help them expedite this process, and what do you think could be done in the future to help them with this?
Well, absolutely. We are a leader in both production and generation of renewable energy in Iowa, and it becomes pretty apparent when you speak with the Chinese companies who want to expand their opportunities in that area, that the partnerships are extremely beneficial. So similar to last year's trade mission trip to Europe, where we were able to land some investment in Iowa for our wind production companies, that same dynamic can play out here pretty well in China, where we partner with them to build wind components for our wind farms,
and they're even interested in solar. There were a lot of questions about biomass. They are skeptical of ethanol, and so they are asking questions about how to generate energy from cellulosic and biomass. And we are a clear leader in that area. I know that may be difficult for Iowans to understand and believe, but we are. We're a national leader in the United States, and a country like China, where our trade relationships up to this point may have been in basic commodities and ag products, which are extremely important. We're a tremendous exporter to the Chinese market, as Kirk is here tonight. But the future, the high-paying, high-quality jobs of the future that many Iowans will be able to stay in Iowa and do are going to be related to the clean and green jobs of the future, and that's in renewable energy. Surprisingly, China is just now sort of coming into that industry and realizing they need to do more of that. They also feel the criticism of greenhouse gas emissions and the fact that their economy is seeing rapid growth. They struggle with those challenges as well, of clean air and clean water. And so to the extent that we can develop a relationship with them in that knowledge economy and then build bases on the ground in both countries that can do that work, it's good for both of us.
If there aren't questions, I think we, Troy, are we set there?
Yeah,
I think we're good.
All right.
Hey, thank you all very much, Governor.